About a dozen families stand in a circle, holding hands as they sing their morning pule, or prayer. They're by a parking lot for a pair of homeless shelters in Kapolei. That's where many of these families are living.
How are you going?
As they break from song, a stampede of toddlers head into a nearby canvas structure for breakfast. Inside the tent-like gazebo, different stations are set up, some with books, others with building blocks. The makeshift setup may sound a bit impermanent. That's because it is. This is a traveling preschool.
It's separated into the infant, the toddler area, so this will, service the two-year-olds.
Co-program manager Jin Cheng says the preschool, called Kapa Alana, or A Light for the Future, was set up to provide education for homeless families in West Oahu. Funding for the program comes from Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and federal grants. The Kapolei site is one of nine along the leeward coast, from the boat harbor in Waianae to Barbers Point.
We find it successful because we're providing them with some continuity in their life, where their life doesn't have a lot of continuity.
That's a reality for Jane Bono. She recently moved into the nearby transitional housing shelter after living in her car for 3 months with her husband and their two kids. Sitting beside her is her two-year-old daughter, Jesserina. She's got her hands full in the pretend kitchen station at the preschool.
This is a dramatic place. It's where they pretend to, like, cook, be a fireman. It's like they just pretend they're doing something.
What are you cooking over here? Pineapple and orange.
Smoothie,
yeah.
Casey Galariata is a site supervisor. She says homeless families often face so many challenges. Early education may not be an immediate priority.
Or they may not want to be here when they originally come. And then they see what it does for them and for their kids. And I think they see a change in their kids first. And then it kind of gets their mind going, like, I want what's best for my children. I want what's best for their future.
Jane Bono says Jesserina and her 4-year-old son, Jensen, actually want to go to school every day. They're usually up early in the morning, singing songs they learned at school.
It's been great because my kids learn a lot. My kids, they don't usually talk, but now they're talking. And my son, he's improving. Every day comes home with different words, saying different things.
At the core of Kapa Alana is the idea of teaching children and parents together. Unlike other preschools, parents are required to sit in on the classes too.
So I think it provides learning for the whole family. It really benefits them in the future, you know, versus just learning in the classroom. It's kind of teaching them forever, giving them lessons that'll go far beyond just the classroom.
Co-program manager Jin Cheng says the biggest challenge is the transient nature of homeless families.
It takes almost 6 weeks to create a relationship, and then to have them just leave is, for us, it's kind of frustrating. It's hard for us to do follow-ups when we don't know where they are.
And with the population of homeless in the islands continuing to grow, Cheng expects the demand for their preschool will only increase. Molly Solomon for HPR News.